You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Well, welcome everybody to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I am so excited. I have Candelaria John here today as a special guest, and I'm going to be interviewing her today. So, Candelaria, welcome. I am so excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So Candelaria, I was wondering, would you mind telling the audience more about yourself?
Yeah, I am the owner of Noniva Virtual Solutions. I've been in business for about a year and a half now. And I started out as a virtual assistant and slowly transitioned into a social media marketer. And now I'm making a transition again into more of coaching and course creation.
That is really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the journey of why transitioning from one to the next? I'm really curious.
Yeah, I just feel like I've been outgrowing what I started at. So virtual assisting is just the background I've had. I have over 5+ years of experience as an admin assistant. So that naturally was something that I was into and was able to get clients right out the gate, and I was able to quit my full-time job and replace my income. But then I felt like I had reached a cap with that because I wanted to grow my business, but being one person, I couldn't take on more clients. So I went into the social media marketing, where you can have about the same amount of clients, but for more money because you're more specialized, and it's, you know, the marketing aspect. That's what helps get the higher paying clients. And then,
Absolutely. And then
a lot of people have asked me how I've done it and how I made that transition, how I knew I was ready to grow and, you know, really specialize in something. So I've been teaching certain people the things that I've been doing, and it's been working for them. So I figured, hey, maybe coaching and course creation is what my true calling is. So that's really what's been driving my transition, is just feeling this need to find exactly what this calling is. And I feel like I've finally found it. I've always been a huge fan of coaching people and teaching people, mentoring. So this feels right to me.
That is awesome. Good for you. I love how you recognize that, you know, you had achieved that skill set. You were done. You could move on. So there's so many women out there who are stuck in corporate America who don't understand the connectivity between what their superpower is and how they can leverage it. But you, my friend, are not such a case. You understood yours, which is great.
Yeah, it's just, I went with what my passion was, and yeah. There were some things that I liked to do, but I didn't love it. I knew if I didn't love it and I felt like it was a chore to do, then it probably wasn't something that I want to be kept doing for the rest of my life. So I just slowly transition away from that and go toward what's really pulling me and gravitating toward me. So that's how I've been able to progress in my business.
That is awesome. It's you're a success story that my audience is going to absolutely love, because you were able to, you know, replace your full-time income and leave your job as well. So that's really inspiring. I love it. You had mentioned that originally you were an admin assistant before. Were you doing that online, or did you bring those skills online?
I brought those skills online. So my experience was all in brick and mortar businesses. So I was working for $9 an hour, 40 hours a week, just like everyone else. But I had to drive an hour and a half to work. The nearest town to where I live is an hour and a half away. So it's a 3-hour round trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough. No longer the case, though. That's good.
No.
Good. I'm very happy for you. When it comes to, you know, you've talked about moving different, changing business models and seeing where it makes sense. Your business that you're moving into now, what part are you going to create that's going to mean passive income for you and your family?
The passive income would be the course creation, because I plan on leaving that evergreen when I finally have that all set and the launch in place, and once it's out there and I start generating some interest in it.
Exactly. So there, ladies, there's work involved. Passive income does not mean get rich quick. There's work at the front end.
Exactly. And that's one thing I feel like people don't necessarily understand. They think that, oh, working online, that means I'm going to make money within 2 hours of starting and declaring a business. Honestly, it took me 2 whole months of promoting, networking, and just reaching out to people that I have worked with in the past employers, past coworkers that have started their own businesses. And, you know, eventually I was able to pick up my first paying client, and it felt amazing. I was like, okay, well, I can do this. I'm doing something right. I just need to keep at it.
Good for you. And you know what? You touched on a really important point there too, about building relationships and leveraging your network. So many people don't understand that that's going to be a key component, and whether that network exists online or in person, you need to leverage those relationships. You need to build those relationships too, to be successful, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, you do. I'm actually getting ready to sign another client, and he's just one that I got to know from my previous job. So the last job I held was at a small car dealership. Mm-hmm. And this guy would always come in. He was the insurance broker that we used for helping people get insurance for their vehicles. So he knew my work ethic. And once he knew that I wasn't there anymore, he wanted to hire me. But I told him, oh, I started my own business, so this is what I do. And he was really intrigued. He was interested. And he's like, I know you're such a hard worker, so I want to work with you. And he's been slowly coming around to the idea of hiring somebody that's not going to be in his office. Mm-hmm. But now he's actually taken that first step. He's signed my contract, and now I'm just waiting for the first payment, and then I get to work with him. So it's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That certainly sounds, that is a success story. I love it. Candelaria, you and I both know that the entrepreneurial journey is not without its failures, its lessons learned. In your experience, what was one that you would like to share with the audience?
Let's see. I would say just making sure that you show up every single time. So even if people keep rescheduling on you, just be okay with it and go with the rescheduling and keep showing up, so they know that you're still interested and they see that you're not going to be turned away with just a few, oh, I need to reschedule, or not right now, could you come back and reschedule with me a few months from now? Just keep coming back to them. That's what I've found that really works for me, is if they say not right now, or, oh, I'm sorry, I can't get to our scheduled meeting or whatever, I need to reschedule. Oh, that's fine. I totally understand. Let's just reschedule for when it's convenient for you. And I do that for as often as they need until finally I get them in a conversation, and then they're already loving that I was able to work with them, instead of being one of those, you know, you didn't want to do it the first time, you probably don't want to, so I'm just not going to contact you again.
That is a good example, following up and just being entire. I like that. That's a good example, Candelaria. So then when you, and maybe you shared it already, but in terms of your biggest success that you're most proud of, what would that be for you?
I would say that was transitioning out of the virtual assisting and more into the social media marketing, and now again into the coaching. So I feel like since I've started my business, I've been able to really find myself in this online space and what I'm good at, what I'm passionate about, So to me, that's my biggest success, is just finding that and being able to follow that path and constantly finding clients for the path that I'm setting up for myself. Because I hear a lot of people that say they start their business in something and then all they hear is crickets. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in it for more than 6 months and still haven't signed a client. So I'm just really blessed that I've been able to find clients almost immediately when I make my changes and shifts. So I feel like that's a sign that I'm on the right path. So I feel like that's my biggest success, is just that I've been able to navigate that. And now I've gotten to something that I'm very passionate about and cannot wait to just jump in full force and really start running my coaching program and my courses.
That is wonderful. I mean, congratulations on your success. I'm very happy for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So for your vision, for your business and your future, you've talked a little bit about the coaching and the courses, but what's your end goal? What do you want to see?
I want to see, you know, just my courses being able to change lives. I want it to help other women out there that are struggling to find those clients or struggling to figure out how to navigate the social media marketing world, and just give them that tool to really help them put themselves out there, to put their businesses out there. And that's what my goal is, just to help empower more women to be able to make this dream come true, because that's what we all want. We want to be able to stay at home with our children and get to see them grow up and just be there all the time and not have to trade time for money. They'd be able to travel and make the income that they need to survive and then some, to go and do something that they want to do. So that's my end goal, is just to empower women.
I love it. You know, the social impact, creating change for other people is why we do what we do. Thank you for sharing your mission. I love that. So for you ladies who want to get to know more and see what Candelaria is up to, you can go to courses.nonia.com. And what I'm going to do is I'll put the link down below in the podcast description so you can click it easily from there. Candelaria, thank you so much for being here today, sharing a little bit about your story and your business. And thank you for inspiring the audience with your example.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me on. It was such a pleasure to be able to talk with you today.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.